This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. I'm at Costa Catholic Academy. It came out a little while ago. We've been telling you about the a feasibility study that was going to be done to determine whether or not this region of the Catholic Diocese of Peoria could sustain a Catholic-based high school. The results are back, and it doesn't particularly look promising, so I thought I'd get some perspective on that with, once again, with Joe Burrish, the principal of Costa Catholic Academy. Joe, thanks so much again for your time today.
Well, thanks, Will. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, look forward to it, as always, for sure. I guess my, and this is all based on a report that came out here a couple of weeks ago in the Catholic Post that suggested that after the period of time with which a survey was done and some other things, it more or less determined that it just wasn't feasible for a Catholic high school to be located in this area, citing two things, basically, enrollment and funding. And if I didn't know any better, Joe, enrollment and funding sounds like the two areas that all, you know, private schools or non-public schools, heck, even some public schools for that matter, are going through right now.
Sure, and I would say that those were key points going into the study, and you're right. I mean, all schools, if you need to have kids and you need to have financial resources to sustain it, and the survey actually, the diocese was pretty happy with the survey, even though they chose not to go forward with it. They said it's not a dead issue. And so if somebody comes up with some dollars for it, they're really, they thought the survey results said there is a desire and a need for a school, but the financial resources and the startup enrollment right now would not be sustainable. So, you know, if there's a donor out there that would like or two or five that would like to give a large amount of money, I think that the diocese would reopen it in a heartbeat.
The Catholic Post report suggested that maybe a budget for such a school would be between $900,000 and $1.1 million. That's, you know, compared to a K-12 school district, that's not a lot of money, but for a private entity, perhaps such as the Diocese of Peoria, that's a pretty significant amount of cash to try to come up with. So I could see where, you know, fundraising or a very generous donor might almost be needed at that point.
Yeah, and we thought that going into it that it would come down to the donors if they would go forward, and that was going to be the next step if the diocese and the higher-ups there that made this decision to go forward, if it was going forward, that was going to be the next step, was to contact some potential donors and see if it can work. So, but the response, the survey, they were very happy with the responses given, the amount of responses given, and so we thought we got some pretty good idea or pretty good at good numbers. But the wish and want is there. It's the money to back it at this point in time. And I will, like you said earlier, you know, we're doing all that we can right now to provide an excellent grade school education here. When you add the high school component onto that, it does strap some pocketbooks.
It certainly does, no doubt. And I was actually thinking about this recently because I graduated from a Catholic grade school in Kewaunee once upon a time. And that school, Visitation Catholic, has really kind of had a turnaround in recent years, from having to almost consider closing the school because enrollment was so low, to having brought that back up significantly in recent years. So it sounds to me like from a Will standpoint, it could definitely work at some point, but again, it's just maybe that the dollars, if anything.
Yeah, and the one thing that I think came out of the survey, and we administratively we had it before, and I think working with some constituents, it came to fruition. It was that the Monmouth and Galesburg communities and parishes and schools worked very well together. So we feel we're very similar. So if we would get some money for startup, and the diocese does it, I think we kind of have a nice marriage between the two communities.
You kind of, or the study rather, also kind of went into McDonough County and Henderson counties as well, and I wonder if maybe geography plays into some of this too, Joe. I mean that's an awfully wide stretch of real estate to try to have a school that would cover that.
Yeah, being politically correct here, though, the diocese when they wanted to look at a Western Illinois high school, they felt they needed to incorporate all of those locales. So to cover their bases, even though they knew that the reality of it was basically a Galesburg-Monmouth area that they were looking at doing. But in case the survey responses came out differently, then they had the data to make adjustments as they saw needed.
As I recall us talking a couple of months ago, you had expressed an interest that if this were to come to fruition and if the study pointed favorably toward forming a Catholic high school, you said you had a plan.
Sometimes I look at things a little bit differently, but I think we had I think we could have had the possibility of housing some of it here, and I do believe that using our local resources, so the Carl Sandburg College and Knox and Monmouth College, especially Carl Sandburg College here, we could have created something that was was an excellent educational choice for the area's youth and families.
Joe Burrish, principal of Costa Catholic Academy, thanks so much for your time. I do appreciate it, and hopefully things continue to be successful here.
Yes, thank you so much, and we appreciate that and all the publicity, and we are still taking students, and so we really would like to have people consider Costa as a school of choice in the area.
And your phone number?
309-344-3151.
Very good, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Will.
And we should note that the full feasibility study on whether or not a diocesan high school can be supported in the western region of the diocese will be on our website when we post this conversation at WGIL.com momentarily. So look for that there. It is a very extensive report, but well worth your time to look through it for sure in case you've been following this issue as we have. Stay tuned. We will have sports and business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.